Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on April 28 regarding Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, Johnson. Sarah Johnson is a 47-year-old woman who reports she was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 11-23-20. Apparently, she states a truck hit her in the back of the bus she was driving while she was sitting to make a left turn. Apparently, she did not sustain any direct bodily trauma. Apparently, she believes she injured her neck, back, and hand and was seen at the emergency room in Vineland the same day. Apparently, she had further evaluation but remains unaware of a final diagnosis. Apparently, she did accept injections to her neck but has not undergone any surgery in this matter. Apparently, she is no longer receiving any active treatment. Apparently, Ms. Johnson volunteered that she previously injured her back in another work-related motor vehicle collision in 1998. Apparently, this was treated with therapy. Apparently, she did not indicate whether she has been involved in any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph. As per the treatment notes provided, she was seen at Inspira Urgent Care on 11-25-20. Period. She complained of pain of the neck, comma, left scapula region, right scapula region, comma, and upper back. Since the accident of 11-23-20, period, she denied any similar problems in the past. Period, she was wearing a shoulder and lap belt and ambulated at the scene. Period, she was taken to the emergency room. Period, she had x-rays of her neck and back done that were negative. Period, she was evaluated and diagnosed with neck sprain, comma, thoracic sprain, comma, and muscle spasm, for which she was initiated on conservative therapeutic measures. Period. She followed up regularly over the next few months, but remained symptomatic. Period. New paragraph. She had an MRI of the cervical spine on 3/9/21 to be inserted here. Period on 3/11/21, Dr. Lipschultz performed an orthopedic evaluation. Period. He ascertained further history relative to the 1998 accident. Period, she was treated for low back and right knee pain. Period, she told him she needed a right total knee replacement. Period, she has also had chronic low back problems with radicular pain into her legs, for which she was already into care. Period, these were both pre-existing and were not aggravated by this incident. Period, she originally had some numbness in her left arm that had resolved. Period. He noted the results of the cervical MRI and clinically stated she had a, quote, whiplash injury, end quote, to her cervical spine. Period, she had no radicular symptoms and had good functional range of motion. Period, he made medication adjustments and cleared her to return back to work. Period. As of 2/25/21, Ms. Johnson was released from Inspira Urgent Care by Dr. Cadell, C-A-D-D-E-L-L, period. In paragraph, Dr. Lipschultz also monitored her progress over the next several months. Period on 7/6/21, she came under the pain management care of Dr. Saxteen, period. He recommended injection therapy, period. He also cited the results of her MRI, period. On this occasion, she actually did complain of upper extremity radicular symptoms, period. He did perform 2 facet joint injections to the cervical spine. Period, as of 11/22/21, he recommended further spine surgical evaluation. Period. She followed up with Dr. Lipschultz through 11/18/21 period. On that occasion, she continued to have axial discomfort, but no radicular symptoms into the arms. Appeared she had no numbness or weakness in the arms and was working full duty, period. Exams found full cervical range of motion with negative Sperling maneuver and no neurologic deficits. Appeared he recommended observation only and released her from care, period. Physical exam. General appearance, she was uncooperative with the evaluation. Apparently she did state her kids help her get dressed and she drives slowly. Period. Extremities upper. Active range of motion of the shoulders was either completely declined or actively decreased in all spheres on a volitional basis. Period. She had brachial weakness throughout the entirety of both upper extremities. Appear the rest of that section is normal. She would not participate in provocative maneuvers about the shoulders. Appear hands, wrists, elbows are normal. Extremities lower inspection revealed a valgus deformity of the right knee, but no atrophy or effusions. Appear left hip internal rotation elicited tenderness. Appear most of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Deep tendon reflex was for 1 plus at the patella bilaterally and 2 plus at the Achilles. Period. Manual muscle testing yielded brachial weakness in bilateral hamstring and quadricep strengths. Period was 4 minus bilateral extensohallicis longus strength and 4/5 for bilateral plantar flexor strength. Period. Knee maneuvers normal, spine cervical. Active flexion and extension were to 10 degrees with tenderness. Comma, bilateral side bending to 10 degrees, comma, right rotation 20 degrees and left to 15 degrees. Appeared she had superficial anticipatory tenderness, palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Thoracic, there was superficial global anticipatory tenderness, palpation in this region in the absence of spasm. Lumbosacral, she ambulated with a limp on the right using a cane in her left hand. Appeared she refused to attempt standing or walking on her heels or toes. Appeared she changed position slowly and refused to attempt a squatting maneuver. Appeared she sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but refused to perform any active range of motion in any sphere. Appeared there was superficial global anticipatory tenderness, palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers at 10 degrees. Each elicited low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period, this is indicative of symptom magnification. Period, she also had a positive Huber test for symptom magnification. Period, impressions. On 11/23/20, Sarah Johnson was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision. Period, she did not sustain any direct bodily trauma. Period, she was seen at the emergency room where x-rays were negative for acute abnormalities. Period, she followed up at Inspirit Urgent Care, who treated her with conservative therapeutic modalities. Appeared she had a cervical spine MRI on 3/9/21 to be inserted. Period. New paragraph, she also was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz. Period. Dr. Saxton administered injections to her cervical spine. Period. She last saw Dr. Lipschultz on 11/18/21 when she was essentially asymptomatic and clinical exam was normal. Period. New paragraph, however, the current clinical exam found numerous signs of functional overlay that contradict her evaluation when discharged by Dr. Lipschultz. Period. She did have valgus on the right knee and utilized a cane in her left hand. Period. She had undergone an MRI of the right knee on 11/16/20, and we are attempting to obtain that report, period, and bold that. She also had a lumbar MRI on 4/27/21, whose report we were also seeking, period. The petitioner had a history of prior accidents and injuries, including chronic back pain and prior right knee injury. She told Dr. Lipschultz from the outset that she needed a knee replacement. Period, new paragraph. With respect to the subject event, there is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the neck, comma, back, comma, right arm, comma, hand, comma, right leg, comma, or foot. Period, her subjective complaints are extremely disproportionate to the objective findings and mechanism of injury in this case. Period. End.